This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining me now, Fox News senior political analyst Britt Hume. Britt, good to see you. What do you make of it?
Well, on purely political terms, the president was playing to his base and Donald Trump was playing to his. The question is, though, who gets the better of the argument? And it seems to me that the president, at the moment at least, is in a weak position on this issue. He's vulnerable on this issue, and by extension, so is his former Secretary of State, who, of course, is the candidate to succeed him. So the president, seems to me, was doing a little bit of political work there by attacking Donald Trump for the things that he's been saying. And Donald Trump obviously responding in kind. And, I think that at the moment, of course, Trump is the one who's saying we need a more aggressive approach to fighting radical Islam and attacking the president for not using that term. The president scoffed at that today, ridiculed that. And to many of his supporters, I'm sure that sounded pretty good. But to a lot of Americans, what the president's choice of words here, and this has been going on for years, and not just in this administration, has seemed a little odd. It seems to deny that there is a religious component to the fight we're having against terrorism. And there is a religious component to it, and there's no getting around it, but the president will never say that. And it makes people wonder, I think, whether he talks about what good would it do to name it. Well, it might help clarify the thinking, and I think there are a lot of people who think the president isn't thinking and hasn't been thinking clearly about this. He, after all, is the one who said not so many months ago, on the eve of the Paris terror attacks, that ISIS had been contained. Now, his supporters say that he was referring to territory held and the rest of it, but nevertheless, there it was.
What do you think, Scott? I mean, is there a religious component to this? I think it's blatantly obvious that there is, and just as obvious is the president is hesitant. I mean, you know, to him to push back and say, you know, people want to be critical of me because I can't say radical Islam as if radical Islam is the answer. But I think what we've heard from the experts is that it begins to be part of the solution because we're admitting and declaring what it is. I mean, they would want people, and I say they, he and his administration would want people to believe that there is no religious component at the risk of somehow offending Muslims across the board. I mean, to me, you say radical Islam, just like you would say radical Christians or radical Buddhist or whatever, that it is a subcult of, the primary group of people. That's the way I would hear it.
Well, it also broadens who you're fighting. It gives you a clear definition of who you're fighting. It's not just ISIS or ISIL or whatever he's calling it, Daesh, whatever he's calling it at that time. People feel like those are three separate groups. When you say Islamic radical Islamist, now you're saying we will fight anybody who, takes this religion's message and takes it someplace that is dangerous to society.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think in this particular case, this kid was greatly confused. The tentacles, back to ISIS, though ISIS was quick to take some credit for it. Why not? I mean, they sent out a jihad for Ramadan, and you have this one kid that responded. There was somebody else that tried to respond in Los Angeles, and they caught that a little short, which was good. You know, we talked to James Hurston about that yesterday, and, thank God they were able to stop that. But they are targeting gays. And they're targeting the United States, and here it is. I mean, call it what you might. We got attacked, and we need to look at this seriously, and, we need to make sure that we're declaring the enemy for what it is, so that we know what to go after. That's, I believe, was what we're asking of this president, because he seems to come up with another definition. Well, the conversation will continue.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you along with us this morning. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And while you're at it, tell me to put you in the running for that free Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. Include your address and make sure you tell me. Hey, Martinez, put me in the hoppa. I want a shot to win that free DVD, and we will happily comply and wish you all the best, that you would be a winner, 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 winner. Why not? Hey, Megan Barth is with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. You know, Megan, I don't even know why you even checked in, because we have nothing to talk about this morning. You know,
there's just, absolutely nothing to talk about, is there, this morning? According to the Democrats, it's gun control.
Well, of course.
Everybody else, it's immigration control.
They just can't help themselves, can they? I mean, it's just like they try to really. I mean, they wanted to hold back at least, and maybe they all got together and they got on a conference call and said, "Okay, don't anybody bring up birth control for at least 24 hours." Okay, they could not. I mean, maybe 30 seconds. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a continued whitewash of Islamic terror. And I write about this on ReaganBaby.com called Love is Love Unless You Are a Gay Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that many Democrat strongholds, meaning the demographics within the gay community, the LGBT community, the women's movement, as well as the working class, are continually defecting from the Democrat Party, specifically because of their whitewashing of Islamic terror. And Orlando really brought it home, I think, for many people that necessarily weren't paying attention to the tenets of Islam.
Mm.
You know, there are no less than 10 countries worldwide, which include the likes of Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen, who, under Sharia, which is a part of political Islam, execute gays.
Mm-hmm.
And they do so simply because they're gay.
Right.
So within Islam, specifically Sharia Islam, which is predominant, and as a fundamental Islamist, you would practice Sharia, and most do,
mm-hmm.
Your core belief is that homosexuality is a sin punishable by death.
Well, I got to tell you, Megan, my impression of Omar Mateen was that he's rather a tormented soul. I mean, even when he was pledging allegiance to all these different Muslim groups, he was confused. He didn't know if he was supporting Shia or Sunni, or you know, he was just babbling on about everything. And what I gathered, you know, in getting all this information and looking into his background, because now we find out that he had gay tendencies. His ex-wife is saying he was a homosexual. People, he had been scouting the club. I mean, scouting, he had been there attending the club. trying to pick up men for, you know, the last year and a half or so. And, you know, and what I partially sense here, Megan, is this kid was so tormented that maybe his way of redemption is, hey, look, if I kill a bunch of gays, then somehow I'll be redeemed in the process for my own gayness.
Yeah, perhaps. You know, we can surmise a lot of different things about his mental state. But within Islam, homosexuality is punishable by death.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And so here he is.
So we know that he was an Islamist. Mm-hmm. We know that he pledged allegiance to ISIS. And we know that he went to a radical lecture series, which was held by the bodyguard of the blind sheikh, who's now a radical imam. And we know that the imam refers to the radical imam by whom this terrorist studied under, called homosexuals the devils, and asked for their execution. We also know that a radical imam from, and I even hate to say radical, we know that an imam from Iran came over to Orlando in April, and it was broken, actually, by, I believe it was Channel 9 News there in Florida, or Channel 6, forgive me, I don't have it right in front of me. And we know that this imam spoke at the Sanford Mosque, a Sanford Mosque in Sanford, mm-hmm. Florida, and that he professed, prior to his arrival, we don't know what he said during his two-day stay at the mosque, but we know that he is on tape and record as stating that executing homosexuals is an act of compassion,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
the will of Allah. So we have mosques throughout the country who, if encouraged or practice under Sharia, which most do, 85% of them have violent texts or encourage violence. We also know that a predominant number of the imams encourage violence. Violence against the infidel. And the infidel could be anybody, or is anybody, that is not Sharia or Islam.
Well, how does the president, you know, in front of everybody with a straight face, how does he defend this, Megan? I mean, he's what he had to say in his press conference, well, it's, he's had three press conferences in 3 days. And he is doing everything he can, of course, anytime he can go after Trump, because, you know, Trump is making some reasonable statements like, look, at, you know, we don't have a handle on this. You know, we need to draw this back, and their answer is gun control. Like, that's going to be the answer.
Well, that's always been their answer instead of pointing the finger at the true culprit. You don't find Christians, you know, the left has no problem in suing nuns, blackballing Christians, enlisting them on hate groups, publicly calling Christians bigots. They have no problem publicly smearing Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Islam, they rally around and protect a religion that foments hate. And they protect countries that execute gays and subjugate women. And you have to ask yourselves, geez, many of these homophobic and misogynistic countries have collectively given Hillary Clinton, Bill, and her daughter, Chelsea, hundreds of millions of dollars through the Clinton Global Initiative. So for Hillary or the left to stand on a dais and say that they are the champions of the underserved or underprivileged, they are the champions of the working class, they are the champions of women or the LGBT movement, is laughable when you see their protection of a religion that foments hate, subjugates
right.
women, and executes homosexuals.
And has declared war in America. And somehow we want to accept some sort of deaf ear to it, because we have a president and administration that is highly sympathetic. And is it any wonder when you stop to consider how many Muslims are working within the upper echelons of government today?
Well, and I hear the music coming on, and I'd like to address that because currently.
Okay, let's do that on the other side of the break, Megan. Okay, because I want to give you plenty of time to do that. We're talking with Megan Barth. She's the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're Refresh every day, 3 hours just for you, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you the information and the experts that you need to hear from as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, because truth has power. And if you think not, all you have to listen to is this exercise that everybody has themselves twisted into knots over what happened in Orlando. And here to untangle it and help us understand is the one and only Megan Barth. She is the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, before we went to break, we started to talk about the Muslim influence within the inner workings and the higher echelons of our government that a lot of people are blind to and trying to understand, okay, why is the president, you know, though people would argue, you know, whenever it's suggested that he may be Muslim, I say whether or not he's Muslim, to me that's irrelevant. Clearly, though, his policies are Muslim-sensitive. Whenever he talks about this, if you want to call it a religion, a culture, he is very, very sensitive and protective, more so than Christians, which he says he's a Christian.
Right. He's very Muslim-centric. And like I said, the left, the progressive left, will never stop from bashing Christians on the public dais, referring to them as bigots and homophobes, etc. But when it comes to Muslims, and where actually the bigotry and the homophobia and the misogyny actually exists, they look the other way. And the whitewashing of this terror, of Islamic terror, has not only infected our immigration policies, it's also the creeping Sharia, if you want to call it, has also crept into the branches of our federal and our local law enforcement. I don't know if you caught this, Bill, but 72 suspected terrorists who are on the no-fly list work for the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Prior to the Orlando terrorist attack, Jed Johnson, who is the secretary of the DHS, announced that the DHS will not use any language that might be considered disrespectful to Muslims. Terms like the words jihad, sharia, and takfir, which means infidel, are among the list of words not to be used. Now, what I find interesting is that Hillary Clinton comes out immediately after the Orlando terrorist attack, parroting the need for gun control like her progressive cohorts. And she says that anyone on the no-fly list shouldn't own a gun. Well, what about the terrorists within our DHS that own guns?
Yeah, exactly.
Should they not be armed?
Yeah.
What in the heck are terrorists doing within the Department of Homeland Security?
And, of course, yesterday in his presser, Jay Johnson says, hey, look, we're in charge. We're taking over gun control. It's now a matter of Homeland Security. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, was that an executive order, or was this just Jay Johnson stepping up and, you know, with the endorsement of the president in the back room?
Well, everything comes from the top down. And as we've seen that the agencies within the federal government are used to create law, execute law, and administer law, which is against the Constitution, we will continue to see this type of despotism out of this White House that we've witnessed for the last 7 years. The Barack Obama administration will use the arms and the agencies of the federal government to infringe on the rights of citizens. They've done so with the EPA. They've done so with the DOJ. They've done so with the HHS. And why not use the DHS to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights? It fits into their pattern very nicely.
Exactly.
And so unless we have a Congress, unfortunately, our leader is Paul Ryan. Until he leaves, he is going to be the one that is the gatekeeper of our Constitution, who will stop this administration's unconstitutional attempts to restrict our Second Amendment rights. And we have to rely on him, unfortunately, to abate that, to stop it.
Well, you know, Megan, you know, we're looking to, you know, to our, you know, elected officials to defend our Constitution rights. But, you know, the Constitution is clear. It is a government of, for, and by we the people. which really puts the onus on us. We have what we have today because we've allowed it to happen. We're allowing, you know, Big Brother to come in and control all these elements of our life. And as you and I were talking about, I mean, I thought about those people that were, you know, sitting there inside that building, locked down, surrounded by police, and for 3 hours they're there with a crazy person who is, in the name of Allah, his Allah, God, he's eradicating Orlando, or at least this building of homosexuals. And I mean, this kid was very, like I said, he was very conflicted. I mean, as one of the survivors said, that, you know, at one point, you know, he stopped shooting people that were alive. He just went and reshot the people that were already dead.
Right. So if this is the reason why the Second Amendment exists, it's to not only to protect yourselves from, you know, people like terrorists, it's actually the whole foundation of the Second Amendment was to protect yourself from an overreaching, despotic, tyrannical government. And this is what we're faced with. So we have basically fish in a barrel, excuse the expression.
No, it's true. That's why I don't know what.
Those,
yeah, exactly.
Those that were trapped in the Pulse nightclub, it was, even though Florida has looser gun laws than most states, that specific place was a gun-free zone. So the terrorist knew he could easily walk in, armed to the nines, and take out as many people as he'd like. And unfortunately, this all harkens back, as these people were being mowed down by this terrorist, waiting for someone to come save them, like a government agency, like the police. Mm-hmm. They waited for 3 hours. If one person within Pulse nightclub was armed, there wouldn't be a massacre of 50 people.
Well, the problem they had, supposedly, as we understand the TikTok of the situation, is at one point Omar Mateen came to the exit door. He was met with gunfire, and that's what threw him back into the building. And unfortunately, it threw him into that barrel where a lot of the other people had escaped to, which they blocked themselves into a no-exit situation. You know, I was telling Scott yesterday, you know, I was caught in a similar situation one time. We were doing a concert in L.A. With Little Anthony, without the Imperials at the time. You may not remember Little Anthony. You're way too young for this. But anyway, a 60s star and that. And we got caught in a situation where a gunman came back into the hall, and we were on the other side of an access road. And we were basically locked down. You talk about being fish in a barrel. And thank God somebody was able to take this guy out. But he came down with a shotgun. And we had the promoter has a little .38 on, you know, in his person. And this guy's got a shotgun. And you know, fortunately, he didn't kill anybody. But you know, he shot about, I think, by 5 or 6 people. But I'm sitting there going, whoa! I mean, we're relying on this guy with a .38. And we're trapped. We have no exit whatsoever. This puts you in a very difficult situation without having the firepower or ability to defend yourself.
Right. And the only thing that is really stopping the progressives from completely fundamentally transforming this country is the Second Amendment. That's
exactly
why they are so rabid at going after the Second Amendment. And once they change or attack the Second Amendment, the First Amendment is next, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. And the progressives believe that the Constitution will bend according to their whims. And this is how they've treated the Constitution historically. You know, when you have someone like Maxine Waters, who is at the...
We got about 10 seconds here, Megan. Sorry.
Okay, Maxine Waters was actually promoting Sharia, if you can believe it.
Go figure. All right.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us. We've got the experts. We're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us and how uncomfortable it may make us. But if we're going to make a choice and make a decision, let's do it based on the facts. I remember as a kid growing up, there was, Joe Friday. It was always, just give me the facts, ma'am. Just give me the facts. Boy, I'll tell you, so much has gotten lost in translation over the years. And, I've maintained that in the absence of facts, opinion reigns. And there's a lot of opinion flying around. And I understand, a lot of people, starting to complain saying, gosh, I'm on overload on this conversation about what happened, but I tell you, it is important. It is absolutely critical to our future that we have this discussion and talk it out. And this is in spite of political correctness. We have to be honest and direct about what is going on, not only in our world, but how it's affecting our country. I mean, we're under attack here, and nobody, or say very few people, want to admit that this country is under attack. I mean, you have an enemy that says, look, I don't want you to be in existence. I want you wiped out, and the other guy with you that's associated, who is the little Satan, Israel, we want them wiped off the face of the map, and somehow we just don't want to believe them. And the attacks continue, and in the name of political correctness, and we don't want to offend a certain group of people, I don't know how else to explain this. I think when you say radical Islam, you definitely categorize a specific part of a group of people. You're not broad brushing everybody. You're calling it for what it is. And I just seriously disagree with our president of the United States. Dr. John Lott is with us. He is author of the book At the Brink, Will Obama Push Us Over the Edge? Dr. Lott, always good to have you with us. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Oh, great to talk to you again.
Well, here it is, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history in a gun-free zone at an Orlando nightclub. As we were talking about earlier, I mean, you had these helpless victims that were locked down for over 3 hours with police standing outside. I mean, this is just an incredible position to find yourself in.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the vast majority of police departments in the country have changed their policy to move in much more quickly on this. I mean, one can only wonder how many people died as a result of wounds without receiving medical attention there for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I probably never know about that. But, you know, you hit upon what I think is an important point that the media just seems to want to continually ignore. And that is we've had yet another attack occur where general citizens aren't allowed to be able to protect themselves. And at some point, the way so many of these killers explicitly go and find places where victims can't defend themselves is I just don't know how much longer we can ignore these things. There's just a case a couple months ago in Detroit where a father was concerned that his son was getting deeply involved with ISIS, contacted the FBI. The FBI put a tap on his phone, and they have it recorded, him discussing why he was choosing the target that he did. He wanted to go after one of the largest churches in the Detroit area, and there are basically two reasons for it. One is there are a lot of people who attended the church, and two, he had checked and found out that the people there were not allowed to have permanent concealed handguns when they were on church property. And, you know, to him, that represented a lot of easy targets who weren't going to be able to fight back.
Exactly.
But it's just not that. You know, you look at the Charleston church shooting last year. His original target was going to be Charleston College until he looked into it more carefully and realized that they had extensive armed security there. And so he chose the church where he didn't believe people were going to be able to defend themselves. You have the diary for the Batman movie theater shooting that was released last summer. His first target was going to be Denver International Airport until he checked, realized the amount of armed security that they had there, and realized he would be killed before he's able to go and kill many other people. He picked a movie theater. He cased those. And out of the 7 movie theaters within a 20-minute drive of his apartment, he picked the only movie theater that posted signs banning permanent concealed handguns.
Exactly.
Same thing with the Lafayette movie theater shooting last year, or the year before you had similar cases with the Santa Barbara shooter, or even the one in Canada in New Brunswick. Look, at least since 1950, with just 3 exceptions, every single one of these mass public shootings has occurred where general citizens aren't allowed to be able to go and defend themselves. And it happened yet again this last Sunday morning in Orlando. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a police officer there, and he was first person shot. But that happens all the time. Police have an unbelievably difficult job defending against mass public shootings. They're in uniform. They stand out like a sore thumb. If somebody's going to attack, they have a huge strategic advantage of determining the time and the place for the attack. If they do attack, the first person that they're going to kill is going to be the police officer or the security guard there.
Exactly.
The Charlie Hebdo attack last January in Paris, the first person killed there was the security guard that they had out in front of the building. And the benefit that you get from concealed carry is that the killer there doesn't know who he's supposed to stop first, who
exactly
is there, who can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we should thank the police and guards who put their lives at risk to be out there in front. But we have to realize what a difficult job that they have and realize that they're going to be the first ones killed. And what happens when they get killed? What do you do then?
Yeah, exactly. You're down to nothing. You're in a gun-free zone. You're without any kind of defense whatsoever. We're talking with Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, you know, you've got the facts. You've studied this for a long time. You know, I don't know how people, particularly those on the left, that want to defend this issue when time and again it's another soft target. And I had mentioned to Megan Barth earlier about being here in Florida, and I went to a movie theater, and, you know, the manager didn't know better, but he was told by corporate, you need to put these signs up there. It says this is a gun-free zone. And I said, do you realize what you just did by doing that, how you put us all at risk? And this is a concealed carry state, you know, and I exercise my right, my Second Amendment right. I'm not going to put myself or my family in that kind of situation to where, you know, like what happened in Aurora, Colorado, these people you talk about being fish in a barrel. I mean, you are locked down in those theaters. There's not many exits to go to. And, you know, as the people were exiting, you know, hey, he could just fire into a group of people, which he did.
Right. No, I mean, you wouldn't put a sign like that in front of your home.
Right.
I've debated lots of gun control advocates. None of them would even admit in front of an audience that they would put a sign like that in front of their home. And the reason's obvious, and that is rather than deterring criminals, saying that there are no guns in your home actually encourages them to attack because they don't have to worry about you being able to defend yourself or your family. And if that logic applies there, you know, why do people think that it's going to be any different in these other cases? These killers want to kill as many people as possible in their warped mind, and they want to get publicity from that. Mm. They know the more people they kill, the more publicity they can get. So they pick places where they don't have to worry about somebody quickly stopping.
Yeah. Well, he had cased Disney World and realized,
right,
you know, to your point, that he was going to be met with resistance. And he had already been attending himself personally, I guess, for over a year, this nightclub. So he had to know there was a posted police officer with a weapon. And so, you know, like you say, you take the first line of defense out, and then it's easy pickings for you, right? Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Lott. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Natural light is the best way to wake up any room in the house. If you're redecorating this summer, refresh a dark room with these tips.
Y'all don't have to burn your budget to bring that sunny, summery feeling into every corner of your home. One trick we use to open up a space is to hang mirrors across from the south and west facing windows where the light is strongest for the best reflection. You can even attach one to the back of an old window frame to create the look of an extra window.
You'll be surprised at how much bigger and brighter the room feels. For our DIY purchases, we like to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card to earn 1% cash back on every purchase. And when we shop at wholesale clubs, we earn 2% cash back for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, which helps our renovation budget go even further.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
received a complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
With you, America. Good to have you along with us. Let us know your thoughts, huh? You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And, you know, we hear a president yesterday that tells us that we need gun control. We need more of these signs that say, you know, this is a safe gun zone. And you hear information, empirical evidence from Dr. John Lott, and he tells us, hey, look, at you know, that's what they find from these terrorists. They're going to go to the avenue of least resistance. That's what happens. So are we surprised? You know, we don't have a president that's standing on top of a rubble, you know, even there in Orlando saying, hey, look, we get it. We got the message loud and clear. You're after us. You want us dead. Guess what? We're coming after you. Larry Pratt is with us right now, executive director of the Gun Owners of America for 30 years, a national membership organization, probably close to a million, if not over a million by now. Larry Pratt, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Bill, it's always good to be with you. Thanks so much for spending some time on this issue. One of the things that I believe we should point out from the get-go is that all the discussion about background checks and how easy it is to get a gun, tell that to the average gun owner, but nevertheless, it completely avoids discussing the elephant in the room. This was yet one more massacre in a gun-free zone.
Exactly.
It just keeps happening. That's where all of our mass murders have occurred, save two, since 1950. An incredible pattern that is ignored, most particularly by lawmakers. We need to get rid of lawmakers if they can't get rid of this law.
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton keeps saying, you know, we have people on no-fly zones that can get a gun. How truthful is that statement, Larry?
Well, first of all, the idea that you can get on a no-fly list is something that we strenuously resist as a predicate for not being able to buy a gun. Mm-hmm. Senator Kennedy was on a no-fly list. Now, I was no fan of Senator Kennedy, but I thought he might have belonged on a no-drive list, but not a no-fly list. Come on. This is capricious. There's no due process. You don't know how you got on there. And if he hadn't been who he was, he would would have still been on that list to the day he died. Mm-hmm. There's just no way anybody knows what's going on with that thing. But we do know about the gun-free zones. That's
yes.
where all the puddles of blood are. They don't even have time to wipe them up from the last massacre.
Well, Larry, you know, as I was saying before you came on, unlike George W. Bush, that said, look, we got your message with a bullhorn. He's there atop of the destruction there in 9/11. And he announced back to the terrorists, hey, we're coming after you. This president doesn't want to say that. He doesn't want to offend anybody. Meanwhile, Americans, the citizens that he has taken a vow to protect and provide national defense for, he says, well, I just don't want to offend anybody. And and meanwhile, you know, we've got American citizens being killed. And on the heels of this thing, Larry, not only did you have a situation there happening in Orlando, what, the next day in Walmart, you've got a Muslim who gets upset supposedly because he didn't get a promotion. He fires up a couple of rounds, takes two hostages there at a Walmart. And, you know, we don't hear about that. Of course, that all gets lost in translation. There was a guy in Los Angeles. His car was loaded to the hilt. He was going to the gay parade. And by the grace of God, they got this guy. They pulled him over. And,
let me guess. He was Lutheran.
Yes, right, of course. Well, you know, those doggone Lutherans, you know, there's just something about them. You know, we got to talk to them. And you know what? It's not even the radical Lutherans. It's just the doggone Lutherans.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Or are we in trouble now? Okay. It's satire, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, okay? We get carried away with ourselves.
But they are so easy to make fun of because they keep saying these things that are so based in anything but reality. And so, okay, I picked Lutherans. I'll pick Baptists the next time I make the exaggeration. It's just an amazing time that we're in that we refuse to, you know, it's like Johnny's been beating up on me and I won't say that it's Johnny.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, it's just, well, how are you getting those bruises after all? Well, you know,
that door keeps hitting me.
I don't know. You know, I just don't know what it is. But this is, you know, this is all part of the challenge. And then we have a president, and then on top of that, we've got a secretary of Homeland Security who says, "Hey, don't worry. You know, I'm going to take care of all the guns. Gun control is now our job." Really?
This is
an end run situation, Larry. That's in the offing. You can see this on the horizon, big time.
Yes, there. And again, it's a good way of deflecting from what the problem really is. They're convinced that our being disarmed is the solution to all violence. That, in fact, the police better be.
Well, because historically, it's worked so well, Larry. Look around the world. Look what's
right.
happened. Everybody that's done this, right?
Yeah, exactly. Nairobi Mall was a good example. There, they were all disarmed when the Muslims came in and. What was it? They killed about 140 some people, maybe. It's a prescription that gets filled at radical pharmacies anywhere in the world, and we're not causing it, we're not pulling the trigger, but we're sure facilitating it, and that is reprehensible. And it can be corrected, but we've got to have the will to tell our politicians take the appropriate action, or we're coming for you.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, you saw the parents that were the effect of this devastating loss, you know, there. I keep hearing that tweet, that last tweet, you know, the young kid telling his mom, "Mommy, I'm dead." You know, he's
yeah.
going to kill us.
Yeah.
I mean, and what parent doesn't put themselves alongside this single mom who had to get that tweet? And then realize that her son, in fact, is dead. He didn't survive. And there's an answer to this. First of all, these gun-free zone signs, we got to throw them, you know, as far into hell as we can throw them into, if I can say that, Larry. I mean, this
I
is absolutely
the
ridiculous.
There's a school in Texas that has signs on the entrances from the street, not just on the building. So as you're approaching from the parking lot, you are going to see a sign that says, This is not a gun-free zone.
Lest you be confused.
Well, most schools are by law,
right.
And they've taken the trouble to get out from under the law. Their teachers are trained, which is one of the ways you get out from under the law. And if a dirtbag goes in there to cause trouble, he's not going to last very long. He may cause some little trouble, but it won't be much.
Well, Hillary Clinton, President Obama, those on the left need to understand that we have an evil force, and they've declared it. They've made it loud and clear. They are at war with America. And just because we don't want to participate, this is what happens, and this is what will continue to happen. I mean,
it won't go away just because we're not participating.
Yeah, this time around, you know, we lost 50. What is it going to take? Is it going to take 100, 200? You know, what is the number? We know that, you know, for ISIS, who celebrated this right away, anytime America is attacked, and they took credit for this one. They said, hey, this was on them. I mean, after all, it was the start of Ramadan. There was a jihad that went out saying, hey, look, it, we, you know, go ahead and attack America. Orlando was specifically stated, right?
The shooter called him in the middle of his crime. He wanted to make sure that the word went out that, hey, this has everything to do with Islam. I'm not so sure that it did, frankly, from what I've read.
Yes.
But it all comes back to the fact that we want to pretend that there's no problem, like you were saying. And so we continue to have gun-free zones. That just grieves me because it is avoidable. And by now, I think we need to be willing to say, to confront lawmakers, you mean you haven't moved to get rid of gun-free zones in our state? You have blood on your hands already.
Exactly. Well, Larry, to your point, this is a government of for and by we the people. If we the people don't want to say anything, if somehow they think in their own brilliance that they have a better handle on the empirical evidence decided by you and Dr. John Lott, who are experts in this field, and they want to contest that, contest it at your own risk and at your own peril. But otherwise, as you say, if you're going to be in a leadership position and ignore the facts because they're inconvenient and they don't fit your agenda, then the blood of innocent citizens is all over your hands, as you say.
Their answer is always going to be in the conditional verb tense. Well, somebody, a third party, an innocent person, could be shot if we had more people than the shooter with guns. That's why we should wait for the police. That is a prescription for mass murder.
Yeah, exactly. And Larry, this is the problem. And the thing is, America is responding. We've had some of the biggest months of gun sales after incidences like these, and we know that Orlando is going to spur it again because people understand I've got a Second Amendment right, and I choose to exercise it. And I would encourage everyone to exercise the right. Be smart about it. Make sure you get lessons. Make sure you're exercised and you know what to do with that weapon. It's not something that you take out of the closet like a baseball bat every once in a while and think you're going to go and hit some baseballs and pick up some grounders.
And avoid gun-free zones.
Exactly. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, thank you so much for being with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.